Right now, it is time to call Ed Carter's Sports Hotline. This is a guy who does one of these homespun telephone, real antiquated things that were big in the 80s and 90s. It's a sports hotline where he gives you a sports update or a commentary. He's based somewhere in a small Texas town. Let's dial him up.
This is always dicey.
Always got some hot sports opinions.
Yeah, and we distance from the things he says.
These are all his own.
Because he is really, really out there. So, I hope that...
With your sports break for Wednesday, the month of February, on the 17th, I'm Ed Carter. Well, I guess Dallas is still putting together the pieces of their town after getting Katrina during the NBA All-Star game. I hear from my son-in-law that Dallas was pretty well snowed in during the game. He also told me that the snow was about the only thing that was white in town that weekend.
Good night.
Make no mistake, I love the NBA All-Star game, especially when old Dirk and Steve Nash were playing.
Oh, God.
Kind of gives us all a little hope.
What does he mean by that?
And that music at the All-Star game, what a bunch of racket that was. I was in my trailer on the couch thinking, is this an All-Star game or an overproduced episode of the Soul Train? Why can they not get good old Charlie Daniels out there and let him do some real music? Or maybe some Buck Owens?
Oh, God, yeah, that'd be great.
Hey, all you communist, socialist, global warming freaks, let me get this straight. Dallas had more snow than frickin' Vancouver. Please, why don't you all go back to France where you can let Al Gore drive you around in his socialist electric gay-mobile?
Jeez.
In canoeing.
Canoeing?
In Olympic news, I see where they had a guy die in the luge competition practice run.
Luge.
Doesn't this send a message to the Olympics that they should add football as a sport and eliminate foreigners?
What?
They need to add real sports like football or wrestling and not that gay Greco-Roman crap. Speaking of the Olympics, how the hell does NASCAR let a male figure skater win the Daytona 500? That man, Jamie McMurray, sounded like Adam Lambert on female hormones. Here is a proof of his extreme opposition to the Defense of Marriage Act, Hugh Jamie McMurray.
Coming off of turn four and seeing the checkered flag and knowing that there's not going to be another green white checkered and that you're going to be the Daytona 500 champion, I can't explain to you. You know, it's very emotional. I don't know that I've cried like that, and I've kept trying to compose myself, and I couldn't get it back.
There ain't no crying in NASCAR, Mr. McMurray. Why don't you get off the track and go to your bedroom with your lover?
Oh, my gosh.
Let him mess with your sewer.
God. Ed.
In female volley.
What was that going to be?
I don't know.
Them old sorry Red Shoe Rangers report for spring training today in Surprise, Arizona. Let's hope they surprise us with a better season this year than they have had in some other seasons that happened before this one this year that they are about to have in starting it in Surprise, Arizona for this year with the Rangers.
Rewritten that.
In OJ news, he did it. I'm Ed Carter with your sports break for February 17th.
There you go. The opinions of Ed Arizona.
So he thinks there are too many foreigners in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. 848 here on Sports Radio 13.